Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director in the area. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are yourself?
Hey, I'm doing excellent. I appreciate you asking. It's Monday, had a cup of coffee, New Year.
Yeah.
Sorry. Ali just sent over some information to catch me if you're up to speed here. And I'm speaking with Dave, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, pleasure to meet you. All right. So, Dave, I see you've been in business for quite some time already. 20 years in already. Talk about time flying there. Congratulations with the
Right.
establishment. Yes, sir. So, yeah, of course. I mean, you don't get there because you're lucky, it's because of the quality of work. Now, Dave, I want to make sure you understand that what we do is we make sure calls come directly to you. They're not going to go through like a third party or a middleman or anything like that. So I just want to confirm here because we want to make sure that the calls that do come through are quality calls. Right, we don't want a call coming through that's going to waste your time. So you're looking to target mostly residential work, maybe some light commercial within the greater Sacramento area. Is that pretty accurate?
Yes, that's very accurate, yes.
Okay, all right, just making sure. So, Dave, this package can go about 50 miles out, right, maybe 55. It doesn't mean you have to use all that mileage. You can just narrow things down to specific counties, zip codes, cities. I mean, you name it. So we're very flexible in making that happen. Okay. Now, Ali, I got to hand it to her. She put in a really nice promotional rate for you, which knocks things down more than 50% off. It's month-to-month, no contracts. So before I dive into that pricing for you, did you have any questions regarding on the package itself, what's included, or how it works in general?
Well, I just want to make sure this isn't anything like HomeAdvisor.
Oh, God, no. have you worked with them in the past or something, or...?
Yeah, we've done a few things with them a few times.
Oh, no.
And I
okay.
found myself taking on more calls that seemed to be manufactured than anything. And then anytime I was to call and let them know I was either not getting an answer, a phone call, a return call, I was spending more time trying to get my money in return. And then they wanted me to start writing letters and everything. I'm in the business to provide help to others and not them and try to chase my money by writing letters, trying to get my refund. So I'm just,
oh,
I got a really bad taste in my mouth for that kind of stuff. So I
yep.
just want to make sure. And then also, it sounds like this is a monthly fee. Is this like a pay per click or a pay per lead, or is this a monthly where you guys try to keep us up in front of searches?
Very right. Yes, I'll explain this all to you. I'm sorry you went through that. There's so many business owners I talk to all the time here, and it's unfortunate. You're not alone. So to answer your question right off the bat, no, we do not charge per click, per call, per lead, per job, nothing like that. You cherry pick as many calls and jobs as you want. Price will never change. That's first thing.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure you understand. Now, the difference is that separates us apart from like Angie's or HomeAdvisor is one. Oh, they're very open about saying this, actually, but a lot of their leads are coming from Google. The problem with that, though, is that they don't tell this part, but it could be a cold lead where customers are not even part of Angie's. Let's say I'm the customer, right, and I typed in HVAC near me. I was just using that as an example here, okay? Let's say I did it like 3 months ago. I got the job done already. Someone serviced me, and then they buy that lead. They sell it to you and several other businesses. Everyone's racing to call this customer down. By the time you call them, they're like, hey, how'd you get my number? Why are you calling me? I don't even know who Angie's are. Click. Like, you know what I mean? I already got the service done.
Right.
And they get charged for it. It's unreal. So, and I'm only speaking facts. I'm not trying to talk bad about another company here. It's not what we do. But what we do is we separate that. Calls, like I said, come directly to you. So to paint the picture here, let's say a customer is within your area and do the same thing. They type it on Google. We want to make sure that you're one of the top recommended options for them to call you directly at that exact moment. So you can capture them right there and then, right? Let's say you missed the call and you're like, man, I don't even know. Maybe some cell phones, like they don't apply, give that phone number out. If they called from Google, you'll have a fully customizable tracking system that we developed for you, including the package, by the way. You'll have the phone number right there. Yeah, you'll be able to see the calls. You'll be able to see the traffic. You'll be able to see even the keywords being used on Google to find your company, and you're not married to it.
Yeah.
So anytime you want to change out those keywords, you could do so yourself, but I'll put it this way. We'll have an account management team that's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., your time, just to go ahead and do that for you. If you're paying for a service to help you, utilize our team. I always say it like that, you know? Yes, sir. Now, we don't just put you on Google. We don't just, you know, stop there. Some customers may look on other directories. I mean, it's not a lot, but hey, we don't want you missing opportunities. So, Yelp, Yahoo, even Bing, right? Some customers may be searching on there. So we want to make sure you're popping up there as well, too. Okay.
What is that?
Oh, Bing, B-I-N-G.
Oh, Bing. Yeah.
You know, I don't hear too many people using it, but I actually use it just because they give out points that you can cash in every month for like real gifts. I actually do that. Okay, don't laugh too hard. It's from my mother. Okay. I got her hooked on a video game and, you know, she likes to use that Xbox Live and I traded in for points just for utilizing the directory of Bing. So I'm sure there's plenty out there that do the same.
Yeah,
all right.
Cool. Yeah.
So now, Dave, let's go over this because I barely touched on the surface of everything that's included in your package. But I definitely want to go over the pricing with you so to see, you know, if it's in the right ballpark for you. If it does, then great. We'll discuss further everything else that it includes and what the next steps are from there. Is that all right with you?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. So, like I said, I'll probably put in a nice promotional rate. So I'm going to tell you the actual normal rate because it's a huge difference. Normally, this package runs for $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. She got you all the way down to $249 month to month. No setup fee. There's no cancellation fees. And like I said, there's a lot more that it includes in this package for you as well, too. I don't want to feel like I'm talking too much, but Dave, based off of pricing. Okay. Is that something that fits in the right ballpark for you, though?
Yeah, it looks like you guys are hitting the nail on the head. Not overpriced.
Beautiful.
It seems reasonable. Yeah.
Awesome. I'm glad. So I'm sure you're going to love this part. It's a strict Google policy we have to abide by, okay? Once you join with our family, guess what? We close out that area. We cannot and will not work with anyone else that does what you do, period. That way, you're not rotating on Google. We're not giving leads out or working with your competitors. We're solely working for you month to month to make sure to earn your business. Your success is our success, plain and simple. All right.
Okay.
No, nothing like Angie's, like I said. Now, Dave, have you thought about doing any other brand exposure online presence, like for Facebook or anything like that? Because I think I came across like a website here. I'm not sure if this is yours, though.
Yeah, I kind of did my own Facebook thing just this last month, and I'm not happy with it. For one, you know, they want me to create it, which I'm in the business of, I'm out in the trade, I'm out in the field, and I'm not very computer savvy when it comes to that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And if I'm paying somebody, I'd like for them to be doing the design work for me. You know, they should know what works to get people, you know, to get that phone to ring and build traffic. So, I'm getting rid of the Facebook deal somehow. I tried looking into it. I don't even know how to cancel it.
Oh, really? So,
yeah, I didn't really study it. I didn't look into it too much. I spent probably a couple minutes and then put the phone down and said, screw it, I'll deal with it later. But, you know.
Okay. Well, Dave, how about this? I mean, I hear you, man. Okay, I'll start off with saying this. I hope I earn your trust by day, too. But I just don't like Facebook for personal use, man. It's just not for me. Here, check this out, though. This is something you're really going to love. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just not on Facebook that much. So
that's okay,
even if these were to come in, it's probably a stupid thing that I've had done anyways. But I got a lot of likes, so for what it's worth.
Yeah, but that's not bringing in money for you, Dave. We need to make sure we're not wasting your time. Here, I'm with this. Keep the Facebook page up. What we'll do is, because it works magic for our customers. It really does. For business aspect, it really does magic. So I'll explain this part to you. It's included in your package if you want it. It doesn't change the pricing if you don't want it. I highly suggest to use it, though, because if a customer goes on these directories or on Google and they type in air conditioning units near me, repair, installation, boom, you pop up. If they don't call you and they go on their Facebook after that, we use target marketing ads to pop up on their feed at that time just to remind them. You know? Yeah, so it's target marketing ads, not just an ad thrown out to anybody, hopefully shooting in the dark. You know what I mean? Like, no, we don't want to work like that. Again, quality calls coming to you. So if you want to utilize that, you're more than welcome to. It gives you more bang for your buck. You're not going to be charged per click on that. We put out of your $249 month to month, we take 100 of those dollars and put it to your ad spend already. So
okay.
I highly suggest you use it. It's there for you if you need it, right? So yes, sir. So Dave, is this something you'd like to go ahead and move forward with then?
Sounds like something, you know, I'm interested. I can't okay. tell you yes right at this moment unless I really saw a layout or you've done a pretty good job explaining it. I guess you guys will do, are you guys doing any design things, or doing everything on your end to make sure traffic comes through, or nothing I have to do, right?
No, the only thing that you would have to do for us, because I've already been verified through Google, makes it a lot more smoother and easier process for us. We just need to make sure that we're hitting the right keywords in the right areas that's going to bring you most profits. You know, that's important to everyone. You know?
Yeah.
And right. then for Facebook, if anything, I'll introduce our team. It doesn't have to be today, you know. It could be as early as tomorrow if you want, but we'll set that up so that way you're feeling comfortable with our team and they make the magic happen for you, man. So if you're like, hey, listen, I have this promotion I want to put out and I want it every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, so that way you can keep track of your analytics, things like that. They're going to be more than happy to do that for you. Right, they'll add pictures for you, videos, definitely, all that good stuff. And I just want to make sure you see that we're not going to give an additional headache for you. The whole point is for you to focus more at work. Yeah.
And that $249 covers what? How far?
It goes a. Wise. Yeah, so it goes about a 50 to 55 mile radius around from. I have the address here. Correct me if I'm wrong. Though it's at 1015 North Market Boulevard. Of course, Sacramento, but 95834, is that right?
Yeah, except when we just moved from there. But, yeah, that's the central location of which would be awesome. We're in Pleasant Grove now, but even if we use my other home address, which is only about 2 miles from there, we could do that as well.
Even better.
Because that way it's if we can do that radius, then that's perfect. Sacramento is the hub, and then anywhere on the outside skirt. So,
definitely.
Yeah. Okay, cool. That's important to me too. So.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, perfect. So, Dave, is it just Dave, or is it you go by Dave and it's David? Good question on that one.
It's David. I go by Dave because my son it works with us, and so we call him David.
Okay. All right. Actually, it's going to be easy for me to remember. I go by my middle name, but John, but my first name is David anyway, too. So, all right. I knew I'd connect with you well for a reason here. No, kidding. All right. And Dave, how do you spell your last name, sir?
Campbell, like the soup. C-A-M-B-E-L-L.
All right. Pretty awesome. No correlation, is there? That'd be pretty amazing.
I wish. we wouldn't be talking if we were.
I hear that. All right. And then, Dave, I also have this is my promise to you, just because I like to do this for their customers. You know, you'll hear me say this at the end of this call today, but I'll say welcome to the family because we really do want to treat you guys like family here, okay? But I want to make sure that even after payment, you see your invoice through text and email. With everything that we discussed on paper, I stay on the phone with you just because I want to make sure if you had any questions or concerns, you can ask me on the spot, not playing that phone tag thing or anything like that. And we start this relationship
right.
strong. Okay. Sure. I do have an email on file here as authorityair@yahoo.com. Is that a good email?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Please. And then for the phone number, is this the best number for us to reach out to you, ending with the 9916?
Yeah, this is the office number.
Okay. Now, I guess that answers my next question, is you want the customers to reach out to the same phone number then, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the one that would typically be answering the phone would be Victoria.
Okay. Now, did you also, we'll get to this again here, but did you want Victoria to be an authorized user on this by any chance, by any means or anything like that, or anybody else to be on this account or no?
Yeah, 100% Victoria.
Okay, I'll come back to that one on there. Okay, so I'll make sure. And then also, again, I want to make sure our team reaches out to you, introduces themselves to you, and go over the Facebook ads, go over even your tracking system, because that's going to be your next best friend, right? I'm preaching to the choir. I mean, you've been in business for quite some time. Analytics is everything, so we want to make sure you can maneuver through it easily. Do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow by any chance?
Ooh, tomorrow. I'm not sure about tomorrow. More so probably Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Wednesday's more availability on our end too. So, would morning or evening work better for you though?
I would say, would afternoon be okay?
Yeah. Yeah. You tell me, what works best for you?
Let's see. We're watching the grandkids for the last week because our kids are in Mexico, so they get back tomorrow. So I would say 11 o'clock would be good. 11 or between 11 and noon.
Yeah. Perfect. How about this? I'll put it for 11 to noon. If for any reason it takes too long or you get too caught up with something, or maybe the grandkids spilled coffee or something on you, I don't know. I'm just making something up here. Just let our team know. They'll go ahead and accommodate and, you know, reschedule for a different later time or the next day after, okay? All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a Google invite to that email, and all you need to do is just hit yes, nothing further than that, and then our team will hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting, okay? So give me 2 seconds. And then this way, you also have a secondary form of contact to me directly through email, okay? I want to make sure you're always well taken care of. So give me 2 seconds. Bada bing, bada boom. There we go. All right, it's coming from JSEO@localsplash.com. Let me know once you got that.
I am looking. I just picked up my phone here.
Okay.
I'll inbox you. Got it.
All right. Perfect. Again, don't do anything further than just hitting yes, though, okay? Sometimes it gets confusing.
Got it.
Okay. Now, the next part here, and I just want to make sure I go over everything with you here now so that way it's not eating your time later, okay? They will go over a few things that I put in, though, just to make sure they double down on everything. We're doing it right for the first time, not having mishaps going to happen in here. So the next part. As far as your hours of operations, on Google, I do see, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Do you want to keep that the same?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Anytime you want to adjust, just let our team know, and they'll do that, okay? But they're not going to do something without your permission. This is your company, okay?
No
so
worries.
We want to keep it that way. All right. and then you said that you want the customers to reach out to this office number. Did you want them to be able to email you or text you or anything like that, or just a phone call?
Either, all of them are fine.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. The better it is, the more options, the better it is for you. Seriously.
Yeah, the more options, the better. Yeah. So I'm fine with that.
All right. All right. So let me put – and the same email, right? The authority error at Yahoo?
Correct.
Okay. And then I'm putting as far as I can here, about 50, 55-mile radius we can here for you. And if you have specific counties or zip codes or anything like that, have that handy on Wednesday so that way they can go ahead and narrow things down as well too, okay? But I put 55 miles.
I'm sorry. I was typing on my phone, and I was listening, and I phased out. You said
– okay. Yeah, I see how it is, Dave. No, I'm kidding. No, I was just mentioning on Wednesday, if you have specific areas that you want to make sure you definitely want to hit, just let them know at that time, and they'll go ahead and put that in. All right.
Okay, cool. Right.
All right.
Yeah. Perfect.
And then how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept by cash only? Do you do check, Zelle, Venmo, or anything like that?
We accept credit cards.
Okay.
We accept any source of credit card. We accept checks.
Perfect.
We don't have ACH or set up or anything like that. But.
Okay. Again, of course, I'm putting cash in there.
That's more of my wife.
Okay. All right. No worries. Sounds good. All right. And then I'm putting in here that we're including the Facebook ads for you, included in your package. I do see a Facebook page. I just want to make sure if this is the right one. And just to give a suggestion out there, too, as a suggestion, I hope it's not going to offend in any way, but on the website that I see yours on, I would put that Facebook little tab in there just so it's linked back and forth. You know what I mean? It does make a difference. Yeah. Yes, sir. I think this is it. Yep, this is it. So I'm going to go ahead and put this one in. And I do have to ask. I'm pretty sure I already know the answer, but your business, it's licensed and insured, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Sorry, I have to ask it, but next part.
No, that's okay.
This part is important. This is your bread and butter. Everything you want to be found for as far as your services. I've obviously put in the bare essentials, heating and air, but I'm going to, can I use installation, repairs, or anything like that?
Sales service, installation, repairs, all of it. Ducting. We can do Bandico. Sorry. Dogs are whining. We're uh-huh. Dog sitting too.
Man, you're multitasking. All right, man. How about this? I'll put in as much as I can here. I'll even look at the website, throw in some extra in there. Again, you can always add or take things off as well, too.
Sure.
So I'll make sure our team brings that up. So that way, in case if you forgot something or if we missed something, you can add it at that time as well, too. Okay. I want to make sure you're well taken care of on this. Now, the next part, I'm going to go ahead and send this over to our team. So give me 2 seconds. Boom. Now, the next part we're going to do, I'm not taking a no for an answer. This is to protect you, okay? This is where everything is under recording. Yeah, I want to make sure I put the pricing in there. I want to make sure that it's grandfathered in for the life of you being with us, okay? And I'm going to give you a phone number right now because this is a voice-activated phone number directly to us, okay? You could say Facebook ads, and there'll be a team available for you or, you know, whatever, Google Business Profile, whatever. So let me know when you're ready. I'll give you that phone number. All right. So it's 877-635-6225.
What should I label that under?
Local Splash.
Okay.
All right. Perfect.
Got it.
And I'm going to bring up that phone number again when we do this recording here. I'm going to ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify you, obviously. But if you have any questions or any concerns, please stop me in my tracks and ask away because that's what I'm here for. All right? But
sure.
Without further ado, let's go ahead and get this ball rolling. Here we go. All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Authority Heating and Air Conditioning.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
David Campbell, owner.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible. I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm going to add her in there. I'm going to ask you if everything after this, okay? As well as Victoria. Perfect. And to get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. So I'm going to hit pause for just a second on that. It's very important here, Dave, that after this part here, I'm going to make sure we set up a security question and answer because anytime we call in, we will only ask that security question. We will never give out that answer, okay? That way, you know it's us calling. We know it's you as long as you don't forget the password, okay?
Sure.
All right. I'll continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. So pretty much in a nutshell is saying we can't read your mind. If you're going to need a promotion put out there or change something, please let us know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So your payment for the initial term – so I'm laughing here. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on January 15th in the non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment. So when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 15th of every day – or every month in the same amount of only $249. Yeah, every month, same day of the 15th. Okay. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I just provided you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. Man, you got me cracking up on that thing. So before I forget, let's add Victoria in here as an authorized user. And what would be her last name?
Campbell.
Oh, okay. It is your wife. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Boom, boom, boom. Please, we're going to add her as an authorized user right now, but let her know the security question that we're going to come up with here on this one and the answer and that rules of that, okay? Because the last thing we want is you guys fall for a trap out there and it, unfortunately, it does happen like that, so we want to make sure you're well protected and keep everything confidential. So we have 3 choices for the question. You can make up any answer you want, okay? But we have mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Okay. And again, this will never change, so what would that answer be?
Burlingame, California.
Birmingham? I didn't know there was a Birmingham in California, man.
Birmingame.
Oh, okay. Hey, just
it's
in case.
South of San Francisco.
Spell that out for me, man. I'm horrible with
that. B-U-R-L-I-N-G-A-M-E.
All right. Perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and put that in right now. Again, this will never change, so I hope I spelled this correctly on here. I'm just kidding. All right, so I'm putting it in. And again, we will never get that answer out, okay? So just making sure you understand. Tell your wife that as well. Now, David, on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
No, just first and last name.
Okay. I'm assuming it's the David, not as Dave, is it?
It's Dave.
Oh, it is. Okay, cool. All right, perfect.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming it's at the same billing address, or is it a different address from the 1015?
Different address.
Okay, what address would that be?
3143.
Okay.
Catlett Road, C-A-T-L-E-T-T.
Perfect. And you said it was Road, right?
Yeah, Road. Pleasant Grove. I guess that doesn't matter on the credit card.
Okay. Pleasant Grove. And then the zip code.
95668.
There you go. Perfect. And what kind of a card are we using today? Is it a Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
American Express.
Right. And for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay, 3739.
Okay.
6850.
Okay.
6581.
Okay.
005.
Awesome. And the expiration date?
727.
All right. And last but not least, the security code.
1346.
All right. Now, before I process any payment, I like to refresh this thing like 3 times. Now you know I'm not lying. We have your really nice promotional rate. I want to make sure it stays that way, okay? So hang tight with me. Just want to make sure that it doesn't change, okay?
Okay. Right.
Boom. We do it one last time. Okay. So I like to be, you know, I move quick, but I want to make sure I'm working perfectly with everything.
No, that's okay. Yeah.
All right. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. Please stay on the phone with me. I want to make sure I keep to my promises so you can see your invoice through text and email, okay? Let me know however it comes to you, so whichever comes first, and I can direct you to see the breakdown of everything we discussed in there, okay?
Okay.
All right. And it just went through on my side. Let me know once you receive something there, okay?
Okay. So I was in your email earlier where I just pushed yes. You want me to say, oh.
It went in through.
Was that going through to my phone?
Yes, it's going to go to your phone and to your that same email too. Yeah.
Okay, I got a text.
Let me see here.
It's David, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We appreciate everything, and we're only charging you $2.49. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I love it, man.
If it was that price, I'd buy this for you, man. That's how good this is. But yes, go ahead and click that link. And in there, I want you to take your time. Yeah, it's everything we discussed, even the Facebook ads. And just letting you know, you do have a seasonal hold that you can use as well, too, in case if you ever drive a dry spell or if you go on vacation, things like that. You want to make sure you're saving money. We're looking out for you. This part's important. There is going to be some short descriptions of other packages that you can upgrade to in the future. If you ever decided to do that, please let me know. I don't want you paying the normal rates. I can apply the same promotion we have right now to those other packages. Okay? But take your time. When you're finished through there, at the bottom, everybody misses these two little boxes. They're so small. But you're going to click those and then type in.
Yeah.
Okay. There and then go. Let me know when you're there. All right.
Confirm signatures.
Right.
Oh, shit. There's something all in the background. Oh, I get it. Okay. I see it, man. Local Splash. Blah, blah, blah. Profile. Damn it. Stop it. Keyword research. Category search post. Okay. There's that. I'm hitting confirm signature, but it's not doing anything.
Let me see here. Yeah. Unless I spell something incorrectly, it should have that same identical there, and it should there should be a spot you can click that you are the card holder or something like that.
No, it just has I agree to receive the text messaging, and then I certify that I'm authorized holder and signer of the credit card. I did click that.
Okay, so you click those two. Okay.
Yeah. Then I wrote my name in, Dave Campbell. And then confirm signature.
Okay. And
signature
does
not match. Oh, you spelled my name M-B-E-L-L instead of P-B-E-L-L.
Oh, man. How did I mess that one up? All right. You can laugh at me now. I knew my spelling would be off again. And it's just like freaking soup over here, man. Come on, John. All right.
I do all the time.
All right, cool. It should go work now. Refresh it, or it can go out and back in. Everything's identical except for that last name. It should be spelled correctly now.
I don't know. It won't even let me back out. That's weird. Oops. Don't burn it. There we go. Yep. Now, I agree.
Okay.
Campbell. Confirm. There it is. Okay.
All right. It should take you to like username and password or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. You're done. So, amazing job, sir. I gotta hand it to you. There's so many business owners I speak to, it takes forever to understand that part. All right. So, so that right there, if I give you that username and password right now, you're gonna see nothing in there because that's your tracking system that we're gonna develop for you. So on Wednesday, when they call you from the 877 number, they will show you that they're giving you the login and password and show you how to maneuver through so you can keep track of all your analytics. Okay? If this is my best advice to you, Dave, all right? Please don't take it with a grain of salt. Communication is everything with us, and then also keeping track of those analytics through there, it will help a lot. So, I know I'm preaching to the choir, man. You probably already know ahead of the game on that.
Right. So I can't log in right now. I have to wait until when they give me login information, and we can go through and change all that.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, I have it on me. I just don't want to give that to you because I just don't want you getting confused. Like, hey, what's going on? Okay. What is this white blank thing here?
Yeah. All right. No worries. No, that's
okay. All right. All right. Cool. Well, hey, Dave. I told you I was going to say this, man. Congratulations. Welcome to the family. All right. We're gonna do well with you.
I appreciate
yes, sir.
It.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I should tell Elliot. Good job.
I will, yes, sir. And Dave, again, if you need to reschedule or it takes too long, just let our team know, and they'll go ahead and change that out for you. Okay? We can go in a different time.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you.
you take care, man. Bye bye.
You too. Bye bye.